Mitanni flourished from the 16th to the 14th century BC, and then they were replaced by the Assyrians, who in the early 2nd millennium had been vassals of Mitanni, but by 1350 they were gaining control in the north while pushing west and pressuring Mitanni. So the period that we're discussing right now is the beginning of Assyria, as we will be discussing over the next few lectures, but they're really just starting to become an important power at this point. The leading Anatolian kingdom at this time was the Hittite Empire, which controlled lucrative trade routes and became a wealthy kingdom. It lasted from about 1800 to 1200 BC and was at the height of its power in the 14th century. Hatti, which is what we call the land governed by the Hittites, was an enormous state that controlled central and eastern Turkey, part of the northern Euphrates, and most of Syria. In general, its relative isolation meant that Egypt kept apart from the invasions of the sort that we've become used to in Mesopotamia. It had suffered some instability during the mid-17th to the mid-16th centuries, when foreign rulers governed northern Egypt. But the state was reunified by the late 16th century, and by about 1500, Egyptian rulers had gained control of much of the southern Levant. The pharaoh Thutmosis III, who ruled from 1479 to 1425, was a triumphant commander who was the victor at the Great Battle of Megiddo in Syria. This conquest gave Egypt control of Syria, and Thutmosis records campaigns east to the Euphrates, further than any Egyptian king had been before. Egypt did not control Syria long, but reached an agreement with Mitanni, in which Mitanni controlled northern Syria and Egypt retained access to southern Syria. Now that we know a bit about which states were active, let's turn to the evidence for their interactions. The mid-14th century is often referred to as the Amarna period, after a collection of letters between kings that was found in Egypt at Tell el Amarna, which is the modern name. Amarna was originally called Akhetaten. It was a new capital city founded by Amenhotep IV, who ruled from 1352 to 1336, and who, over the course of his rule, changed his name to Akhenaten. His new name announced the king's loyalty to the sun god Aten, rather than the traditional worship of Amun. This radical shift in the traditional Egyptian ruling ideology was abandoned immediately after Akhenaten's death, as we can see in the name of his successor, Tutankhamun, the young boy who died prematurely and whose tomb is the only example of an unrobbed royal burial in Egypt found to date. The Amarna letters refer to almost 400 official letters of Akhenaten and his father Amenhotep III, which were left behind in the records office at Amarna after Akhenaten's death. They date from approximately 1360 to 1336 BC and include 40 letters between the Egyptian king and his contemporary rulers in the Near East. The rest of the archive details matters between the pharaoh and his subject rulers and governors in Syria. The diplomatic correspondence from the Amarna archive describes a period of unusually peaceful cooperation between these Near Eastern states. All seem to be thriving economically, and the lack of military intervention to settle disputes or even to capture loot makes this a remarkable era in the history of the Near East. One of the most noticeable features of the Amarna letters is the intimate language used by the great kings. Rulers addressed each other as brother and asked detailed questions about each other's kingdoms.